Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
There are a lot of concerns over technology overtaking human jobs, but in many cases, it's actually helping humans be better at their jobs. One quick example is drone technology, as used for disaster and emergency rescue settings. Drone technology has already been used to help find earthquake and hurricane survivors that are trapped or isolated in places that we can't easily see. And now drones are being used to save lives at the beach. Little Ripper is an unmanned automated vehicle that was just tested off the coast of Australia. Two teenagers were spotted about a half mile off the coast, struggling with turbulent 9-foot swells. Human lifeguards were able to quickly launch the drone and get to the distressed swimmers and drop a flotation device, thus saving their lives in under 70 seconds. This robotic flying lifeguard is a result of the Australian government's partnership with a private surfing and beach safety group. Not only is this drone equipped with a flotation device, but it also comes with a personal safety kit and an electromagnetic shark repellent. Initially, the primary goal was to monitor for sharks near the coast, but saving lives along the way is a pretty excellent side result, especially considering it was the drone's first day on the job. So what can we expect in the future? First of all, we can expect more beaches and safety organizations to take on this technology, since the proof is no longer just theoretical. And secondly, get ready for the remake of Baywatch with an all-drone cast. I mean, what could be cooler than a bunch of attractive drones flying in slow-mo across a beach?
For more information, please visit smv.org.